May the second be with you. It is the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies and toys. Last weekend at the box office, your number one movie was The Other Woman with $24.8 million. Don't tell your wife you saw The Other Woman. That seems almost like a joke. Number two was Captain America the Winter Soldier, $16.2 million. Number three, Heaven is for Real, $14.4 million. Rio 2, number four, $13.9 million, and Brick Mansions rounded out the top five with $9.5 million. This week's new movies include The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which will probably be the number one movie this week, Walk of Shame, Belle, and others in limited release. In the news, Star Wars 7 announced much of its cast this week, including Max von Sydow and people you've enjoyed watching on HBO's Girls and in the movie Attack the Block, plus Andy Serkis. Sharknado 3 was confirmed as coming. We haven't even seen the second one yet. Guillermo del Toro's new TV show, The Strain, brings vampires to a TV near you on July 19th on FX. It's based on a book where vampires are created through parasitic worms, and it screws with your DNA and makes weird internal organs and stuff. Starz has a new Patrick Stewart starring comedy called Blunt Talk from Seth MacFarlane and Jonathan Ames, which sounds fantastic. He's a talk show host, like Piers Morgan, but not. Just this morning, Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame has joined the Terminator reboot, due in theaters next year. He's a friend of John Connor, but in what capacity, nobody knows yet. On sale at Entertainment Earth, Spider-Man and his amazing collectibles! You can order them. We have lots of Spider-Man items at EntertainmentEarth.com, and you should check them out today. We have items based on the new Andrew Garfield movie, which opened in the United States today, as well as items from other movies, other comic books, lots of stuff from over the years. If you like Spider-Man, check out EntertainmentEarth.com because we got Spider-Man stuff. In toy news, we've added lots of toys. You can check out, some of the things aren't necessarily up for order yet. We put up Venture Brothers Brock in a white t-shirt, 3¾-inch action figure from Biff Bang Pow. That's up for pre-order now and comes on packaging inspired by a certain 1980s military action figure line. You know the one. Novos. We sell their stuff. They announced they're a Star Wars costume licensee at C2E2 in Chicago last weekend. They showed early outfit concepts for Bespin Luke, Han Solo, Darth Vader, Jango Fett, and an Episode 3 clone trooper. They look great. They're not complete, but they look really cool. Diamond Select Toys was also at C2E2. They showed a new X-Men Mystique figure based on Jennifer Lawrence in the new movies, plus a Star Trek III The Search for Spock phaser. The phaser is up for pre-order right now if you're so inclined. New pre-orders this week include a Game of Thrones 4¼-inch figural ornament set, Sharknado Blow Mold 4¼-inch figural ornament, Saturday Night Live Ace and Gary Ambiguously Gay Duo Monitor Mate Bobbleheads, you'll want to see this, Doramon Robot SH Figure Arts action figure, and an Alice Cooper Golf Club cover. It's Alice Cooper and golf. Those things go together like peanut butter and golf. It's great. Check it out. And that's all I got for this week, as far as the news goes. What I saw last week is not relevant to this podcast for Star Wars stuff, but rest assured there'll be lots of Star Wars news over the weekend, so we'll have new things to talk about next week. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.